and he's leading you from behind. In my situation that I mentioned at the top of this message, I did not realize that God had stepped in and he was leading me from behind. He was leading me because I didn't die. The things that this man tried didn't kill me. With every attempt, with every hit, with every strike, it didn't kill me because God was leading from behind to make sure that the bruises didn't set in, that the bones didn't break, that my mind didn't snap. He was leading me from behind. He had to make sure that I was going to be equipped and available to do what he needed me to do. He was leading me behind. That situation made me stronger. That situation gave me a resilience I would have never had I didn't have to fight for my life. Oh, but God was leading me from behind. He built a ministry within me as a result of my tenacity, not to stop praying, not to stop trusting, not to stop serving. It was because God was leading me from behind that I'm standing here today in my right mind. In my right mind. I could have gave up. I could have let him push me out that window. I could have let him put the knife to my throat. I could have gave up breathing when he was choking me over the back of the couch. But God was leading from behind. I couldn't see him, but because I didn't die in it. Woo! Because I didn't die in it, I had to know that he was leading me from behind. Sisters and brothers, know that he's leading you so that you can face it. He's leading you behind because he needs to build some faith in each and every one of you. God is leading you from behind because you must recognize that he's got favor even when you can't find him in the midst of it. Everybody's standing. When God leads from behind, that's not the time for you to say that there is no God. That's not the time for you to turn tail and run. That ain't the time for you to trust the enemy more than you trust God's track record.